He gave him a little punch behind, and the next minute, you'd see that frog whirling in the air like a donut. See him turn one somerset, or maybe a couple, if he got a good start, and come down flat-footed and all right like a cat. He got him up so in the matter of catching flies, and kept him in practice so constant that he'd nail a fly every time as far as he could see him. Smiley said all a frog wanted was education, and he could do most anything, and I believe him. Why, I've seen him set Dana Webster down here on this floor. Dana Webster was the name of the frog, and sing out, "Flies, Dan'l, flies!" And quicker'n you could wink, he'd spring straight up and snake a fly off from the counter there, and flop down on the floor again as solid as a gob of mud, and fall to scratching the side of his head with his hind foot as indifferent as if he'd had no idea he'd been doing any more any frog might do. You never see a frog so modest and straightforward as he was, for all he was so gifted. And when it come to fair and square jumping on a dead level, he could get over more ground at one straddle than any animal of his breed you ever see. Jumping on a dead level was a strong suit, you understand. And when it come to that, Smiley would ante up money on him as long as he had a red. Smiley was monstrous proud of his frog, and well he might be, for fellas that had traveled and been everywheres all said he laid over any frog that ever they see.